have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, it's a doozy, my biblical question for this week. Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, stuck in the airport, whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mother and they mama. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening. You're working out. You're making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You're yelling at your wife or your husband. You're sorry that you got married. Have children now, and you're like, what the? You can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line at Untalk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And so, it's Thursday. And for those, the new listeners, who might not be aware, or you might be aware, but you forgot, that Thursdays, and every Thursday, and though we take all calls, every Thursday is set aside for the Bible Thumpers, because we love the Bible Thumpers too. And the Bible Thumper need help. And so a lot of times they call, they want to talk about the Bible or the Word, or disagree with me about it, or maybe try to help me with the Word. In the beginning, that was the Word. And so normally we don't have a lot of time for the Bible Thumper because it's difficult to communicate with a Bible thumper in that they'll ask you a question or they'll make a statement, but why you responding to the question or statement, they don't even hear you. They're just ready for the next scripture they're going to throw out there. What a horrible way to communicate, right? But that's how it is. And so we've decided Thursdays and every Thursday, and Thursday will always be Bible Bumper Thursday. Thank you, Jesus. You got the spirit.
And this war ain't over, y'all. We're talking about saving democracy.
Oh, God.
We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God say, and not what the Christian church say.
Do it now.
I'm tired of this church.
You heard it from the mouth of a babe. I'm tired of this church. Amazing. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. There's a line, two lines open if you want to jump in there. 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. So I want to know, and I was thinking about this, we're just reflecting. And I remember that it is Bible Thumper Thursday. And I thought, let me ask us this question. Because I've talked to so many people about these things. I want to know, do you have a Christian mindset? Do you have a Christian mindset? Isn't that an amazing question? Do you have a Christian mindset? Are you a Christian in the mind? I want to know that. And then I want to know, if you say yes, I want to know, is it helping you to have a Christian mindset, to know the word, to know the Bible? Is that helping you? Is that helping you? You know the Bible, you know the word in and out, upside down. You can quote the Bible better than Jesus. Better than Jesus, do you have a Christian mindset? That's what I want to know today, Bible Thumping Thursday. Whether you're a preacher or non-preacher, I want to know. Or Ala Uaba person, or Louis Farrakhan person, or whomever, do you have a Christian mindset? Do you know the word? And what good is it doing you? Amazing, huh? 888-77-JESSE. Joel is like, what? What? Wait, you can't double up on Bible question, BQ. This is stressing me out, he says. Do you have a Christian mindset? All right. And what good is it doing you? Really? I want to know. You study the Bible. You fill your head with the scriptures. You put the word in you. You say, is that doing you any good? What good is it doing you? How can that help? How is that helping you? And how can that help others? 888-777-5377-3888-77-JESSE. Did you hear? And I'll get to your calls. I see them coming in. I'll get to them in a minute. But did you hear that another wave of device explosions in Lebanon after pager attack? It happened again. And the people are like, what the? It's amazing. It's being reported, and I don't know how true it is, because you literally cannot believe what you hear in the media nowadays. But it's being reported that it's done by Israel, and that Israel set up a whole big old company to manufacture these things. They had to have salespeople and everybody, because somebody had to go out and sell these things to Iran and other people. They went like all out of their way to make this happen. The Jews are somehow, The Jews are smart if this is true. Don't mess with the Jews. If they did this, this is deep. They started a whole manufacturing company. They had to train, they had to build, they had to sell, they had to promote these things. And people bought them. And they had bombs in them, according to the report. Time is reporting. Explosion went off in Beirut and multiple parts of Lebanon in an apparent second wave of detonations and electronic devices. Hezbollah officials said, and state media said Wednesday, reporting walkie-talkies and even solar equipment detonating a day after hundreds of pagers blew up. What is this old world coming to? Things just ain't the same. Watch this soundbite from 10 News First.
They had gathered to mourn victims of the first explosions when a second wave hit. The shock blasts triggered mass terror. There was confusion in the crowd, then the realization Israel had struck again. Across Lebanon, more synchronized explosions. Fire and smoke filled the air as walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah militants blew up. There are also reports solar energy systems detonated in several homes. At least 20 people were killed and hundreds more injured. Hospitals cannot cope, already overwhelmed after pocket-sized pagers exploded yesterday.
I think what happened is a slap in the face of whoever is in the region who wants to find a diplomatic solution. And I think that this is a clear escalation of the present conflict.
War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. Amazing, huh? Can you imagine you think you have a walkie-talkie or something and a bomb is in it? You about to call your mama on it, and it goes off. What a mess. What a mess. I don't know if Israel is doing that or not, but I just think that it's time to end the war. War is not the answer. And human nature is evil, and there's always war. Lay your weapon down. Israel claims a new phase of the war is beginning. Watch this again from News 10 First.
Israel now claims a new phase of the war is beginning, moving more troops to the border with Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu's aim is clear. to return residents of the north to their homes safely. Rocket and drone attacks from Hezbollah have displaced thousands of Israelis. The central question now is where the war goes from here. Are these attacks an isolated episode or the prelude to a much bigger offensive?
The logic of making all these devices explode is to do it as a preemptive strike before a major military operation.
Wow. One thing about Israel, they know how to fight a war. Don't mess with Israel. It's crazy. It doesn't seem like weird. Think about it. You have human beings killing each other like this, fighting each other on both sides. Doesn't seem like something off with this. It doesn't seem normal that human beings are at war with each other. And when you think about it, it's all ego. It's not real. And then what they do is the leaderships on both sides come up with an idea for a war because they want to make money. And then what they do, they build up the human beings to get involved. I mean, the non-military people to join the military and get involved. And you know how they build you up to make you want to participate? They call you a patriot. They call you a great citizen that loves his country. They fry you up by telling you, you must be willing to die for your country. You are an Israeli, you are a Lebanese, you are an American. And you get emotionally fired up. And you start telling yourself, I'm a patriot. I'm a true patriot. I'm willing to die for my country, you say. Because now your ego has been fired up. You ain't no real patriot. You ain't no real Israeli or Lebanese. Or America, you're not really that, but you've been fired up to believe it, and you're accepted as another form of identity. And now you're ready to go out and fight, lose limbs, lose your body. You're so proud you'll die for it, because you've been driven by ego to believe that this is important to you. And then you go and you train, you crawl under the wire, you crawl in the wall, you climb the wall, and you put on a uniform, and you come back home just before you go to war, and they hold a parade for you, and they call you a patriot. You're going off to war. And then you go off to war, and you proudly die for your country, lose limb, and suffer for your country. And then you come back home, either in a box, or limbs gone, or maybe nothing happened that you was stressed out mentally, and you come back with what they call post-traumatic stress disorder. And then the government in your country tell you, we don't have any place to put you up. You have to be homeless. We got to take care of the illegals over you. We're going to put them up first, and then you, if we have room. And then you cry. You're mad now. And then you find out that the war wasn't even necessary. It was a made-up war for personal gains, that the government got rich from it. And the people who invested in the war equipment, the senators and governors and mayors of this town and the cities, they agreed to the war because they were making an investment on the weaponry to make money. You find out you sacrificed your life on over a fake war. It was about the money. It was about control. And now you're ticked. But you don't want to say it out loud. Isn't that like, think about that. don't be so easy to accept awards and titles, because it's a setup. If you notice, the moment your mama call you baby, my baby, she want to move in with you. Or she wants you to move in with her and take care of her, or she want money or something. You're her baby. But if she doesn't call you baby, it's because she can't get anything from you, and she'll call you another name. Just because somebody call you a patriot, that doesn't mean you're a patriot. It ain't real. It's just another title to brainwash you and control you. Pay attention to that. These wars, 99% of the wars are about money and power. It ain't about you being a patriot. It ain't about you loving your country. It's none of those things. They make you feel that way or believe that way because it's just a feeling. And they never bring peace. And no, it's not about the peace. A man once said a long time ago that there are very few just wars, that the only just war is of true sovereignty. That's from the Anchor Baby. Isn't that amazing? In your ego state, you can be controlled in so many ways. And then when you come back, they hold a parade for you to really make you feel like a true patriot, like a warrior. And they throw out lots of paper stuff off from the buildings. And they play noise and make music. And then everybody's all excited. The people crowd the sidewalks and the roadways. And they applaud you and say, right on. And you're so excited. And all day long, just nothing but fun and noise. And then the day ends. And the parade shut down, and everybody go home, and you are left all alone. The noise is gone, the crowd is gone, the parade is over, the marching band went back to wherever they came from, and what are you left with? Your lonely tears. Reality sets in. That being a patriot isn't really paying off. It's just an idea. And now you cry. And now you're like lonely. You've lost your limbs. You lost your mind. And you're left with that alone. Your wife left you. Your kids don't love you anymore. But you have been told that you were a patriot and you thought it meant something. It's like everybody is a hero. But the question is, who made you the hero? Who told you that you were a hero? Oh, the police officers saved a body from a burning car. He is a hero. And they applaud you, and they bring you on TV, and they give you a police award, and they call you a hero. And you feel so good. I'm a hero, not a zero, but a hero. And then you go out the next day after they have applauded you, gave you an award, told you that you were a hero. And you go out and you arrest a black. And that black scream and yell and fight you. And that black don't want to put their hands on the steering wheel or show you their ID. and you're forced to arrest the blacks, and the black call you racist, police brutality. Just remember, the day before you were a hero, and now your captain call you in and say, hey, we got to put you on the desk job, or we got to give you a leave of absence. You've been accused of being a police brutality person. But I'm a hero, you say. Yesterday I was a hero, remember? Well, now that you've been accused of being a racist, a police brutality person, you are zero. And your high goes to a low. Yesterday you were on top of the world. You were a hero. And today, you're on the bottom of the world. You are zero. Don't you see the game that's been played on you? Don't you see it? Why can't you see it? And why don't you see it? Why don't you see it? It's time to wake up. If not now, when? And I don't know if you heard about this. According to this report, Israeli citizen is arrested after accepting cash from Iran to assassinate Benjamin Netanyahu. What the? A part of the dream team. Trump, Benjamin, and Putin. The dream team. The Daily Mail is reported an Israeli citizen was arrested after allegedly accepting money from Iran to assassinate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It has been revealed. Israeli Defense Minister Anne Shin Bet, director, announced today that Tehran was behind a plot to kill senior officials in Israel following the assassination of Hamas political chief in late July. What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Now they want to kill Benjamin Netanyahu. They want to get rid of all the good men because they want to control you. They want to control you. They don't want anyone to remind you that you could be the leader of your own life. You don't need someone to control you. And the people who are trying to control you are weak, pathetic people. Weak, desperate people. And that's why they're trying to control you. Have you ever been in a relationship and you tried to get rid of that person, break up with that person? And so you start to get strong and fighting back because you've been so weak for so long. And that person, whether it's the man or the woman, is so accustomed to controlling you, they don't even have to think about it. They just have control of you. And all of a sudden, you're going to wake up. All hell break loose. They break out your car windows, your house windows. They go after you. They if you have children, they exploit your children. Anything to get back control of you. Not they love you, not that they need you. They just want to control you. Their ego need that control over you because you're weak. You're weak. And weakness, I hate weakness. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
Oh, Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. So, do you believe you're a patriot because you believe you're a patriot? Or do you believe because somebody else said you were? Or you heard the word and it felt good? How good does it feel to tell your neighbor, I'm a patriot? I love my country. But you got to wake up to see how you're being controlled. That's the point. When they turn you into a patriot, next thing you know, you're out on the battlefield. You're in a war that should have never been. And you sacrifice your life in that war, but they're not sacrificing their lives in the war. Have you noticed that the war makers don't go to war? They don't send their children to war. They don't send their cousins to war. They send you to war. They don't go. They sit back and make the money from it. Why, you are a patriot dying on a battlefield for them to make money and gain perceived power. The hate report is at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. You don't want to miss it. The Hake Report, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. Energy everywhere. And at 7 p.m., ladies, the ladies forum tonight. At 7 p.m., the ladies forum tonight. For ladies only. Every third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. First Thursday night for men only. 7 p.m., ladies, so come on down. I want to just quickly play you or have Nick read out this tweet from Ryan Ruth. And that guy was the second person to try to take out the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. And these tweet came from earlier this year, according to the report. And here are the tweets from Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan here.
Isn't his name Ryan Ruth?
I believe it's, I've heard it said Ryan Routh.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ruth, Ralph, Routh, or Ruth?
Routh.
Okay.
He's tweeting here, at President of the United States, your campaign should be called something like KADAF, Keep America Democratic and Free. Trump should be MASA, MASA, Make American Slaves Again.
Nice.
Master. Democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way. This guy's a...
I wonder who is behind this guy. Because I've been seeing on Jesse Waters' show there on Fox. And this guy traveled all around the world, wherever he wanted to go. Hawaii, Ukraine, and other places trying to recruit people to fight in the war, according to the report, for Ukraine. And they say he doesn't have money in the bank. He have a little bit, but not much. But yeah, he was able to get around like that. Does he sound like a Democrat to you? But who is behind this guy? And one last soundbite for now. And I want to show you this soundbite. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Just a human being gone crazy, gone wild. Don't tell me the human heart is not wicked. And there's no love, zero love in human beings. Human beings don't have love. I don't care if they're a Christian or non-Christian, secular, atheist, Satanist, Allahu Abba, Jewish, Mormon. It doesn't matter. They ain't got no love. Human beings do not love. Look at yourself and see how much love you have. You get ticked just like that, and you're ready to go to war. I want to show you a soundbite that the media would never show you because they're trying to deceive you as well. This is from X. Unearthed footage of Camilla reveals the extent of her anti-gun radicalism. Watch this from X.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from...
According to this report, she's saying that we're going to come in your house to see if you got the gun. We're going to control this. We're going to come in your house and see if you have a gun or not, if you're doing what you're supposed to do with that gun. And these are the people that you agree with when they said they're going to arrest a father for the act of a son. And you applaud it. These are the kind of people you're saying yes to. You're saying yes to this kind of government. Even if it wasn't this kind, it was just a little tiny, small homework government, you still shouldn't be saying yes to the government. Kamala Harris, according to this soundbite, is saying that. Play that again from X. She's talking about coming into your house. Not outside the house, knocking on the door and say, do you have it? It ain't her business either way, but we're going to come in your house. Watch this.
Responsible behaviors among everybody in the community, and just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from...
Can you imagine that thing is talking about walking in your house and taking your gun? And you're going to vote for her. Tell me the people don't get the government they deserve. You're going to vote for that. What is wrong with you? You're going to applaud and be happy that that person said, we're going to arrest the father, a person like that. I don't know if she said it per se, but you're going to arrest, we're going to arrest the father for what the son done too. Not only is the son going to jail, we're going to get the father. And you say yes. She's like, we're going to come in your house and check if you're being responsible. Doesn't it like make you irritated to even hear that come out of her mouth? We're going to come in your house and check if you're being responsible with your gun, your Second Amendment. Who's going to check and see if she's being responsible with her gun? Oh, you can't check on her. She's in government. May God have mercy on America. Totally implying that they may take your gun and have you arrested and arrest you. And why not? If they can arrest a father for what a son have done, why can't they arrest you for being irresponsible with your gun? Why not? You saying yes to everything else. Citizens of the United States of America, you're not supposed to say yes to the government. You are supposed to tell the government what to do for you because they work for you. You don't work for the government. They're not your bosses. Have you forgotten? This woman should have been afraid to say something like that, even if she was thinking that, for fear you would vote her out. You have vote her out the next day. But no, she said it. And you applaud it. 888-775-3773. Nicholas is a first-time caller out of Canada. Nicholas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Greetings, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
You say that there's no love in man, but you also say that you love the Jews.
I love Israel.
But if there's no love in man, how can you do that? Lord doesn't love workers of iniquity. Why do you?
He doesn't love what?
Workers of iniquity.
What is that?
Unjust scales.
What is that?
Suppressors of truth.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is that? You don't know what suppressor of truth means?
No, I don't. I really don't. I'm serious, too. I don't.
Somebody who suppresses the truth, man.
And so why are you suppressing the truth?
I'm not. The Jews are. And you say you love them, even though you say there's no love in man.
What is the truth?
The truth is Christ died on the cross.
Are you serious? You joking or what?
Are you joking? You're the one that say that you love the Jews, but then you say there's no love in man. So what does that mean?
No, are you joking about that, that's what the truth is?
You deny that Christ died on the cross?
I just asked you a question. Are you joking when you said that's what the truth is?
No, I'm not joking. Are you joking?
And why do you call that the truth?
That's what the truth is, man. That's what God said.
And why do you call that the truth?
Because that's what God said.
So God said in the Bible, the truth is Christ died on the cross.
And rose again.
Is that what God said the truth is?
Yeah.
There's nowhere in the Bible God said the truth is Christ died on the cross and rose again. He never said that was the truth.
Really?
Where in the Bible did he say that?
The New Testament.
Where?
Have you read it?
Where did he say this is the truth?
Have you read it, man?
No, I'm asking you, where in the Bible where he said this is the truth?
It is the truth. No. The word of God is the truth.
Where in the Bible did he say that was the truth?
That what was the truth? That Christ died and rose from the dead?
Right.
It's in the book. Have you read the book?
Where in the book?
Have you read it?
Where in the book?
Have you read it?
No, I never read that he said that this is the truth.
So you don't think it's the truth that Christ rose from the dead?
I'm asking you, where does God say that this is the truth? Because you call that
in the New Testament. If you read it.
You call that the truth.
Man, you love the Jews, but God says
you don't love the Jews.
He does not love workers of iniquity.
He does not love
unequal scales. He does not love suppressors of truth. So why do you love them?
Do you love the Jews?
No.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
And so you love God?
Yes, God is a source of love.
And did God tell you to love your enemies?
Sure.
And so how did you avoid loving your enemy if you love God? They're not my enemy. I don't have enemies.
How are they my enemy?
How do you get around not loving the Jews?
I guess I'm living in sin.
How do you get away with not loving the Jews and you say you love God?
God is a source of love. You say there's no love in man, so how could I even love God?
How do you get away with not loving the Jews if you say you love God?
As I just said, I guess I'm living in sin. That's my error that I'm going to have to deal with. So if you love the Jews, then you love unequal scales. You love workers of iniquity.
All people, including my enemies. And so I want to know, how is it that you love God, but you don't love the Jews? And God said,
I love the truth more than I love the Jews.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What is the truth?
The truth is that Christ died and rose from the dead.
That ain't the truth, man. Come on. What is the
That ain't the truth? You're denying that Christ rose from the dead?
You don't even know.
That's on you, pal.
You don't
that's
even
on
know.
You. You just rejected Christ.
You don't even know the
truth of Christ, stupid.
You don't even know what the truth is. Hello? And he's angry and ticked. All in the love of God. He's angry. Where's the love in that? He hates the Jew. He hung up. I didn't hang up on him. Where is the love in that? You don't have love, Nicholas from Canada. You have no love. He ran. He hung up. And he's ticked. But he loved God and he knows the truth. Do you have a Christian mindset? That's what I want to know. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Do you have a Christian mindset? Anthony is a first-time call out of California. Anthony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm nervous and I'm excited to be on the show. I've been listening to you for about a year now.
Don't be nervous. Relax.
Yeah. All right. I'd like to think Nicholas hates the Jews and he ran.
What the? But the truth is, Jesus died on the cross. That's the truth.
That's right.
But anyway, go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah. My question is, the whole theology of the Trinity, Jesus being God. You expressing like that we can all attain perfection. Well, where do you think it, because I think the same thing, like that we can all, that's the whole mentality of trying to be a Christian is to be like Christ, right? And so, where do you think this whole sin management, judgment, popularity contest got introduced into like the church setting? How do you think this has happened?
Through the ego.
Just one-upping everyone?
Yeah. They're lost in their imagination and don't know it, and they are making up stuff that's not real.
So do you think it's a trap, or like in spiritual warfare, living in the sense of, like, we're saved by grace, I can do whatever I want type mentality?
Repeat that.
Like, in the sense of, like... Once you're saved by grace, by God, by Jesus, believing that he's God and that he died on the cross and saved us from our sins, do you think that puts us in a place to where Christians think that they can do whatever they want and they're still going to go to heaven? Like,
I don't really understand the language of what you're speaking.
Okay. I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is, gosh, I don't know. I lost track of what I was saying.
I did too.
Yeah, I know.
Is that,
yeah,
do you have
sorry
a,
about that. Yeah.
Do you have a Christian mindset?
Yes. I would think I do, yeah.
And what is a Christian mindset?
Just having the want to follow what God has in your life and nothing else.
That's a Christian mindset?
I would hope so. That's what I'm trying to
and
have.
And what do you, what do you mean? What do you mean want to? You say your Christian mindset is what?
The desire to do God's will.
And what
and
is
hate
God?
Evil.
What is God will?
I don't know, and that's what's hard to find. I don't. It's confusing to me.
And what and what is? How do you know you have a desire to do God's will?
Because it is what's in my heart. And has been for a very long time to not follow the flock and to not really necessarily fit in, I guess, and do what's needed or important or lasting, I guess.
That makes sense.
Okay. Well then, I guess that's why I'm calling. I'm in a state of confusion and what on how to decide what's right and wrong in the moment. I don't know. This is hard.
And yeah. And so your question for me is what?
I don't know. Just prayer, I guess.
What?
Prayer for Anthony in California. Would you? I don't know. I love God. I don't know what I'm doing.
And why do you say you love God?
Because I feel him inside of me. I feel him around me.
And what does he feel like?
The chills, a presence.
The chills?
Yeah, getting goosebumps.
But you get goosebumps when you hear good news.
Yeah, but
you hear that your daughter graduated from high school. What?
But I immediately attribute that good feeling to God.
And why?
Like immediately in my mind.
Since God is not about feelings, why would you attribute that to him?
I don't know. But then I'm attributing it to nothing then, I guess.
And why do you attribute that to God? Why do you attribute your good feelings to God?
I believe he has unconditional love, and that's something that's comforting, I guess, and he's giving me a hug, I guess, in a way.
A hug?
Yeah,
I don't know. You need a hug.
I do. I'm a bit of a beta, yeah. Or a full beta, yeah.
But why do you attribute your good feelings to God?
It's not necessarily, I wouldn't say good feelings. I would say more sensations. It's not like this emotional high. Happiness. It's
Anthony, are you
comfort.
Able to hold for me?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, straight to you first. 888-7753-773. That's one line open. Bible Thumper Thursday. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, September 19th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. And Women's Forum tonight, third Thursday of the month, ladies, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. You can call the office if you need info, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or the local office number is 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. The economy. In a significant shift for the U.S. economy, Commie Nonsense Network CNN claims that the Federal Reserve yesterday, announced a jumbo-sized, they call it, interest rate cut for the first time in 4 years. The half-point move, a major economic milestone in the central bank's long fight against inflation, failing fight. And for Americans battling a higher cost of living since the China virus scamdemic, more like the overreaction, the communist liberal overreaction, shutting down the world, you know, an overreaction to the virus. In a news conference after the announcement, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, Chairman Jerome Powell, said that the decision did not represent any new pattern for the central bank, but that the Fed officials want to keep the economy and especially the labor market in supposedly good shape. Sounds like desperation to me, but I don't know. Markets surged in response to the central bank's announcement, but all three major indexes, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the Dow, had moved into the red by the closing bell, meaning they're still losing. And peace in the Middle East. Not walkie-talkies detonated in Lebanon Wednesday. You heard that earlier this hour on the JLP show, killing at least 20 people, wounding hundreds of others in a fresh attack targeting Hezbollah. The blasts came almost exactly 24 hours after those pagers exploded that killed at least 12 people, more than nine, killed at least 12 and injured thousands across the country. Israel's defense minister said a new era of the war was beginning, tacitly acknowledging Israel's war, supposedly, I guess, in the shock twin attacks, which have pushed the Middle East back into the brink of a wider conflict. Since Hamas's October 7th attack, Israel has regularly carried out strikes in Lebanon in response to the launch of Hezbollah drones and missiles against Israel. Israel has also targeted senior Hamas officials in Lebanon. And the Communist Teamsters Union, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, declined to endorse a presidential candidate Wednesday. At least they didn't go for the Democrat, right? We'll take what we can get from you commie union leadership and you useful idiot union members. Some of you guys, some, not all. After releasing an internal polling that showed a majority of their members supported our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Based union members. Based useful idiots. Sorry, not. The Teamsters represent truck drivers, freight workers, and other workers, some of whom don't work, but some of whom do work. The ones who work support Trump. I'm going to take a guess, probably an educated guess. They're the last major union to make an endorsement announcement, meaning they're not endorsing, though. The nation's other major union organizations, so-called labor organizations, which don't labor at all, including the American Federation of Teachers and United Auto so-called workers, they've backed Vice President Cackling Kamala Harris. Beta. Lame. Weak. An endorsement from the Teamsters counts members heavily in critical swing states, would have been crucial for either candidate. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? Are you one with yourself? It's the biblical question. And you can listen to the show live, no matter what you're doing and where you are. You can podcast. Don't forget, podcast. But if you say, you know what, this is so interesting, I want to listen to this while I'm working out, while I'm whatever. Anywhere in the world, you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? And we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. It is Thursday. It's the second hour of Thursday already for the show. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
It's a scene you don't expect to see at a Sunday church service, a fight in the pulpit.
It's a disgrace.
Whosoever therefore!
Let me hear you speak in
tongues. And I read the Bible cover to cover. Very, very close to my mom. The real mama's boy.
Mama's boy.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
What did you just say? I wonder what happened to that guy. He used to call the show a lot from Florida, I think. What the? I want to go quickly back to Anthony, a first time call out of California, and I had to put him on hold due to the time there. And Anthony, thank you for holding. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'm drawing a blank, but what do you think about tongues? Because you were just talking about that. What do you think that? Because it's in, like, what is it, 1 Corinthians 13 or something, the spiritual gifts or something like that, where it says we could talk in tongues, and but there has to be, like, an interpreter or something like that. What do you think that all is?
The way they're doing it is a joke.
Yes. Yeah, it's a show.
It doesn't mean what they say at all.
Right. But do you think it should be done in private? Or do you think it's an actual thing, like a heavenly language?
It's not speaking in tongue, and somebody else going to hear you speaking in tongue, and they're going to interpret what you said. Think about that. They're telling you that God going to speak something to you, but you're not going to understand it, but the fat lady sitting next to you will.
You should listen to the woman, right? Yeah.
Or the fat man.
Right, yeah.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't. No, it's very weird. It's very sad, and it gives us Christians a horrible name.
And so do you have a Christian mindset?
I that's what I want to have, and I don't, I guess I, what would that be?
You said you want to have a Christian mindset? First of all, do you have a Christian mindset?
No.
And, but you want it?
Yes.
And why?
I want to do the right thing.
And what
for the
is
sake
the,
of doing the right thing.
And what is the right thing?
I don't know. And that's where I don't know how to discern, I guess.
Do you want to do the right thing?
I do.
You got to be right.
Be right.
When
and
you
be, one
be
with
right, when you be right, then doing right would naturally follow. But if you don't be right, you can never do right.
And being right is according to my own idea of what right is.
No, if you want to be right, you got to let go of all of your ideas of what you think right is. You don't know what it is at all.
And then you just start rebuilding what it is?
No, you can't rebuild it if you don't have it and never had it.
Okay, then, or start over, or just start over then, is what I mean?
No, what you do, you let go of all your ideas of right and wrong. No more ideas about right and wrong. And when you let those ideas go, you will know what right is.
Okay.
Because your ideas about what right is just an idea. Your right. ideas about God is just an idea. Do you want to know God?
I do.
Then let go of all your ideas about God. Everything you've learned about him, forget about it.
So is it just something that occurs to you in the moment?
Yes.
It's not the so it's not the standard of things that you have to live by.
You would never learn God.
Right. Okay.
Because,
so it's very much just being present in the moment, deciding the right thing when you see it.
No, you can't even decide the right thing. When you see the right thing, you see the right thing. You don't have to decide anything.
Getcha.
Because
right.
seeing it is from God.
And having no apprehension to act, right? To just do it right away.
No, I mean, it's not even that. Let go of all your ideas about that, too.
Right, okay.
All you need to do, Anthony, is become aware. Put your eyes on yourself. You're not paying attention to you.
No.
You are your problem. Because you're not paying attention to you. The world is not your problem. You're your problem because you're not paying attention to what's happening inside of you.
Right.
And when you pay
attention. That would be the silent prayer, paying it, just doing that, and that will help with that. Like
you,
realizing what I am and who I am type thing.
I'm sorry?
Like doing the silent prayer, that will help with realizing and rebirthing myself and realizing what.
Your words don't
I
make
am.
Sense, man. Stop using all those words.
Okay. All right.
Realizing myself and birthing myself. What does that mean?
Well, I'm trying to.
You have
I
too many
come
words.
Up what you're saying. Okay.
What I want you to know is that you have to completely let go. Let go of all your ideas, your spiritual plans. Your way of thinking that you know God and you want to love God and you just want it so badly. You got to let all that go and want for nothing. Even your wanting of God is keeping you away from God.
Okay. Because it's forward thinking. It's like future thinking.
Yes. It's just thoughts in your head. And then those thoughts are bringing on the feeling of how bad you want it. You want to find God?
Yeah. Yes.
You do want to find God?
Yes, sir.
Stop looking for him.
Yeah. Okay. do you have some sort of series or any? Is it Rebuilding the Man? Just how to practice this stuff?
I guess. Yes. Do the silent prayer and watch. Yeah, during the at night, before bed, first thing in the morning, and during the day, I want to encourage you to practice watching what's happening inside of your mind and your emotions. And eventually you won't have all those emotions when you catch it, when you learn to see that you're not your thoughts. But if you all you need to do is to live from within. There's a kingdom of heaven is inside of you, and you got to start living from within. And you do that by watching and paying closely attention 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. You got to watch those thoughts. That's all you need to be doing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And when, so when you get caught up with one.
Why is it so scary to that?
To what?
What is? Well, to just sit still and do that. Why is it scary?
Because the spirits of evil tremble at the idea that you may sit still, you may be still and find God. They do not want mankind to find God. They don't want you to return to the Father. And they know that if you ever commit to just letting go and watch, they know you're going to return to the Father, and they don't want that. They need to live through you. They need to have misery and pain and suffering, and they can only get that through human beings. And so they need to live through you so they can bring you misery and so they can feel alive. And they don't. Right. They know that if you were to wake up, they're going to have to depart from you. And so that's not you that's feeling the fear, but it's the spirits of evil that feel the fear, but you think it's you.
Right.
But it's not you because you have identified with the imagination.
Yeah. Awesome.
Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts?
Why am I afraid not to trust my thoughts?
Yes.
Because I've been manic before, and it's destructive. Like, it becomes self-destructive to my life because I do get what I'm saying is I don't want to trust my impulse.
But you do, though.
I do want to, yeah.
No, you do trust them. That's why you're manic.
Right.
So why are you afraid not to trust them?
Because I'll feel, I guess it'll be, I'll be stagnant and not doing anything I think is important, right?
What is manic? Yeah.
It's just this, it feels and seems like a strong spiritual connection to God. But all it ends up being is just a lunatic. Just super happy and talking too fast and making impulsive decisions and such. It's a symptom of going off medication for bipolar. But, yeah.
And so you call that feeling like you're closest to God?
I don't anymore. Oh. But I used to. In the moment of mania, that's what I think is going on.
Oh, okay. Why are you afraid not to trust your thought, those thoughts? I mean, not your own. Even though we're communicating, I have to say that the thought. But why are you afraid not to trust them? What would happen if you didn't trust them?
Nothing.
And so why are you afraid to have nothing?
I don't know. It's irrational to fear that.
But you do.
So I do. Yeah.
And the weird thing about it, you're trusting the very thing that bring you fear. You're trusting thoughts.
It's a habit, bad habit. Yeah.
When will you stop?
Say again.
When will you stop trusting thoughts?
I'm gonna do it right now. Yeah, I mean, it's so scary. Jesse, and it makes total sense of why it would be.
And what does a scary feel like?
It's a lack. It's a doubt. It's a fear of that it'll be a worthwhile time.
And,
right.
And where are you getting those ideas from right now?
The enemy, right? Or yeah, I mean, it's from myself. It's my own.
It's from the thought,
but it's not.
Right. You believe in the thought that if you don't trust me, then something's going to happen. If you don't trust me, you'll be a manic. They're telling you you're consulting with the enemy inside your imagination.
Yeah. It's this. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And yeah, it's retraining my brain to consolidate or confine those thoughts. Is that what is the word?
I'm sorry?
To get rid of those thoughts. Never mind. But yes. Yeah.
Calm down, man.
I know. Yeah.
Calm down. Take a breath.
Yeah.
So let me ask. If your parents had never named you, let's say that you were born, right? And your father and mother never gave you a name. Nobody ever attached the name Anthony onto you. Who would you be?
I like Anthony, but I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. And I like not being just a different name?
No, no name at all. If you were born.
Right.
And no one ever gave you a name, whether it's Anthony, Tom, or whatever, right? Who would you be had they never given you a name?
Myself. I don't, like, another name? I don't know how to, I would be the same person.
You would be what same person?
I would be the same person, just not with the name Anthony.
How you know you would be the same person?
I don't know.
And so why are you saying that?
I'm just, I guess what I would say is I don't know.
Right, you don't know. Yeah, because the moment they named you, the moment they gave you a name, you identify with that name as Anthony, and you became Anthony. And you've been screwed up ever since.
Yeah.
And the point is, you got to stop identifying with anything or anyone. Don't identify with people, places, or things, names, or anything.
Yeah.
Don't identify with Christianity. It's a false identity. It's just become an identity, and it's just another false identity. Why do you need any identity at all?
I don't, and that's very true. I love that, yeah. I don't need to be anything but myself, which is trying to be a servant to God.
No, don't even try to be a servant to God. You don't know what that is.
Right.
Because the moment you say, I'm going to try to be a servant to the Lord, now you're in your head trying to figure out how to be a servant.
Right.
And all of your thoughts are going to take you far away from being of God.
Right.
Because they're just thoughts. They're just ideas.
Right. So it's being very mobile and ready to go with God at any moment.
No, don't be ready to go with God. Hey, don't be ready to go with God. Let go of all your ideas and just live in the present. That's all you need to do. Stay out of your, watch those thoughts. That's all you need to do. And life will happen for you and through you.
It's so foreign. This is very foreign to me. And it's a sensation of wanting to be in control and have this idea of free will. But
And there's no such thing as a free will.
I agree. Yeah, it's very weird to think that other way.
What other way?
That we don't have free will.
You don't.
That our thoughts
will yourself to be free right now. And never have another worry or never emotions or anger or no thought. Will that right now if you have a free will.
Yeah. I can't, right? Because I don't have a free will.
Can you will yourself to be free?
No.
And so why do you think you have a free will?
I don't anymore, but I used to think that because of mere Christianity and having to make the choice to choose God. I thought that that was a good answer, but it's...
And have you noticed that did not and has not and will not work for you?
Yes.
But yet you hang on to it.
Right.
Why?
I don't know. Fear. Yeah.
Do you know that God did not give you a spirit of fear?
Yeah, I do know that.
And so where did fear come from then? Where did your fear come from?
Attachments and loving my parents and my family and and wanting to appease.
Let it all go, man.
Yeah.
How old are you, Anthony?
I'm 33.
Oh, okay.
34 tomorrow.
Oh, amazing. But today you're 33?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to change. When you were trying to get that guy to look at your socks of Donald Great White Hope on there, I don't think I've laughed so hard at your show ever when you're trying to get him to look at your socks. But look at him. It made me laugh so hard.
So here's what I want to recommend for you. Do what you want, of course. If you want to be free, I want to encourage you, and I promise you it works. And the world around you may not know it's working with you, but you would know. Let go of all your ideas. I want you to surrender completely to the thoughts. Just watch them. Don't call them you. Don't fight with them inside of you, and don't fight with them inside of others. And just watch them. Let go. Surrender. Present your body a living sacrifice. Surrender all of your junk, and the Father will take care of it.
Yeah. I believe it. I'm going to do it right after we get it off the phone.
And stay with this. Are you doing the prayer?
I've attempted to do it, but it's so hard for me to sit still. And it's a bunch of just excuses and doubts and stuff. But I've felt that sensation before, and I keep generalizing and summing up that I know what's going to happen. But I have not done it yet. I'm going to do it. I have it on my phone, though, ready to go.
It's the last thing that evil want you to do. It want you to hoop and holler. It wants you to read the Bible. It want you to know Jesus. But it doesn't want you to sit still so you can be free.
Yeah.
It doesn't want you to be saved by Jesus. Yeah. So make sure you do it, Anthony.
I will. Thank you, Jordan. Jesse, excuse me.
Jordan? That's the white
Jordan
man.
Peterson, right? That's the white guy. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, I'm playing.
God bless you, Jordan. I mean, Jesse, gosh dang it. God bless you, man. What you're doing is... awesome, hilarious, incredible, and of course amazing, man. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome, but I want to encourage you to start. All you need to do, hear me clear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Clearly. All you need to do is watch. There's nothing else to do. There's literally nothing to go about your daily life, doing your worldly stuff, like going to work and having meals and talking to folks and all that. But all you need to do is watch. The thoughts.
Right.
And just watch them. Don't call the good one you or the bad one you. They're not you. All you need to do is watch them so that you can have and the Father will give you a clear mind.
It will quiet down, is what you're saying.
They're going to quiet down, and then he's going to take all the thoughts away from you.
Awesome. Okay.
Because those thoughts are evil spirits in the mind.
Yeah.
They're in the mind.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And you need to overcome that.
Yeah.
Because you're already a free man, you just don't know it because you're in your thoughts. If you weren't in your thought, you would already be living as a free person.
Yeah.
And then now that you're going to start working on yourself, they're going to have, those spirits are going to have a fit because they didn't have to worry about you. You were a slave to thoughts and you were not trying to get away. But now that you're going to try to get away from them by watching them, because you're a slave who is aware that you're a slave and now you're fighting to be made free, they're going to have a fit, but you just watch and do nothing about it. Just watch.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, Anthony, let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to AJ out of Washington. AJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All this,
AJ,
come closer to your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Are you on a speaker or something?
Can you hear me?
AJ, hold on a minute. Darren, talk to him and let him know if they're going to be on the speakerphone or a headset. I can't take their call. Well, their call. I can't take their call. But if you're white, I can't take their call. AJ, call me back, but not on your speaker or your headset, buddy. Let me go to Derek out of Tennessee. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
May I address your original biblical question?
Are you one with yourself?
Well, when you first said it, I think I sat there for about 30 seconds, and I'm glad no one else was around because I think I had a little drool coming out of my mouth. And I go, you know, I think you've said this before. You're like, I don't think I understand the question. So I just decided I was going to have a wait-and-see attitude. I let it go in one ear and out the other, and I'm waiting for you to put your two cents in on Sunday. So I have no – I'm like, well, you got me on that one. We're going to find out on Sunday, I suppose.
You're not responding to – so you don't have a response for are you one with yourself?
No, I don't have a response at all. I'm like, I definitely have a wait-and-see attitude on that. I was like – I'm sitting there, I'm like – I was starting to think about it. I'm like, stop thinking about it. Just leave it alone. It'll come along.
Do you have a Christian mindset?
Well, and I was mainly just calling to thank you for everything you've done, but you had asked that, and I don't know if this is the right or wrong answer, but my answer is no.
You do I not don't. Have a Christian? Are you a Christian?
Maybe. When you were, you know, I've been listening to the other callers. If someone came, and I'm just being honest, if someone came into my, and I did check, and I didn't cheat, I have two Bibles. I haven't cracked them in ages. I'm just being honest. If someone came into my house and put a gun to my head right now and said, quote a Bible verse, any Bible verse, the only thing I think I could say is John 3:16, but I can't tell you what that is.
Let me go back to the question. Are you a Christian?
Well, I believe in God.
Are you on pot?
No. I'm stone cold sober. No, I've had some
tea
this morning.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah. I suppose, yes.
Are you a Christian?
Well, I do believe in God, and but I don't identify. I guess I'm. This is a trick question.
How is it a quick trick question?
Well. Yes, but I don't. You know, I don't wear it on my sleeve or anything.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm, I'm sure.
Hold on. Smoke on it for a minute. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Thank you. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. That music is for the Catholics. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. I do personal shout-outs for you. And believe me, I do it for people all around the world. They're amazing. So for personal shout-outs, whatever the occasion is, weddings, congratulations, encouragements, birthdays, a lot of birthdays coming up, anniversaries, divorces, whatever, I do the shout out for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch. Amazing merch. I have on a merch shirt right now. Alpha male. Not a beta male, but an alpha male. Amazing. The Great White Hope hoodie. Your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. Mug Tom, like a mug. All kind of stuff. And don't have sex before marriage. Stop having sex before marriage. All kind of stuff there. Check it out at Rebuilding Amanda. And then we have those shirt, those hats that says, and shirts that says, there it is. What is that?
That's the little tar baby.
Oh, tar baby.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. So go to rebuildingaman.com/merch. I mean, store. Rebuildingaman.com/store. All right? Or stores, either one. Amazing. Let me go. Who was I talking to? I forgot. Who was I talking to, Nick?
Where'd he go?
Who was
Derek.
It? Derek. Huh?
Derek.
It was Derek?
Yeah.
Oh. Derek. Hey, Derek.
You forgot who you were talking to?
Not now, I remember, but I forgot and then I remembered. So, Derek, thanks for holding.
No, it was my pleasure.
Are you a Christian?
I, you know, I guess I don't really know how to define it.
I didn't ask you to define it. I asked if you were a Christian. Are you a Christian?
I believe the answer is yes.
So are you a Christian?
Yes.
And do you have a Christian mindset?
No.
And why not?
Well, when you said that earlier, the first thing I thought is this might sound odd, but I don't have any faith in God at all, because it just seems totally unnecessary to have faith. Like, it's not, I don't have to believe. And, you really stumped me there. And it's like the easiest question. I wasn't expecting that. I see what you did there.
What do you mean?
Wow.
You were stopped with what question?
Well, when you asked me if I was a Christian, I just never really thought about it all that much.
So you've never thought about whether or not you were a Christian?
Well, by the way, you said that music was for the Catholics when I was Catholic, which, for instance, that's a good example. When I was Catholic, I was like, I have faith, and I went through all of the sacraments, and I went down, and Jesus is the Son of God, and I'm just like, I have faith. It never really made any sense at all, but you just have to have faith in it, right? And then I was like, wait, this doesn't make any sense at all.
Let me ask Brother Fab, because of time, do you have...
Yes, sir.
You said you do not have a Christian mindset? A Christian mind?
No.
And why not? What is a Christian mind?
I don't really think about it. I don't know. I probably sound real goofy. I probably should have just called you offline, but I just don't think about it. I don't think about it. I just don't think about it that much. I guess that's why, I don't have faith because I don't have to.
What is a Christian mind?
Oh, well, I suppose, I've got a couple of people I work with, and they like to tell everybody in the office, and they will tell everybody every Bible verse they know and this and that. And I just mind my own business to get my work done. But those are the people that are doing that are always the most angry in the office. I found it's really bizarre. I don't know. I find it's really kind of interesting. Like, I don't judge them. Like, who am I to judge anybody? But I find it really bizarre. Oh, they want to, I couldn't tell you one Bible verse, Jesse.
And so what is a Christian mind?
I don't think there is one. I don't know. I don't know. Like, that would, it seems like a contradiction in a way.
So you don't know what a Christian mindset is?
I think I interpreted it a certain way when you first posited the question, which I kind of, are you a Bible thumper? But I think you're saying two different things. No, I don't know, Jesse. I'm tapping out early. I don't know. Just being honest. I don't know. I have no idea. No, you got me on the first biblical question. You're getting me on this one. Oh, now you got me thinking all day, and I was doing real well up until this point. Man. Oh, boy. My goodness. I'll just sit here in silence, and you'll go on for the whole last hour of your show. I'm like, Derek, are you still there? I have no idea. I'm like totally blanked out. And I'm not smoking pot, I promise. I'm still cold sober. I just sound stupid right now. Oh, goodness. Oh, my.
What a mess.
What a mess. I shouldn't even call it in. I was just like, what am I doing? Oh, well. But
all right.
I will tell you this much. I'm having a good time.
Right on.
It is fun. You're absolutely right. And I'm really grateful for all of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. I
appreciate it, sir.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
I will, sir.
All right. Bye now. 888-7753. 888-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tony out of Boston, Massachusetts. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Mr. Peterson, how's it going today?
All is well, Tony.
Are you on a speaker? I'm on a phone. I'm in a regular phone.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm in the bathroom.
Okay. I thought I heard an echo. Chamber.
No, it is the echo. I'm about to get out the bathroom.
Okay.
Jesse, I want to tell you I love you, brother.
Thank you.
From the bottom of my heart, I've been doing your work out here in Massachusetts, right? Because you're talking to an alpha male. All those two guys that call you, they're straight up beta male. I mean, I'm going to say it. They're straight up beta male. They're mama's boys. They've been raised by their mother. All right, Jesse. I went to my mother's house. I've been doing the, Jesse, you're right, it works. I've been doing the prayer. I went to my mother's house Labor Day weekend to tell my mother I'm sorry for resenting her. I was going to walk away. I found my father's burial grave. I found my father. I apologized to him. But the numbers, my father's on aisle 5. He's alive. My father died my birthday month, August. So I'm August 20. He died August 5, alive. Don't mess with the dead. So when I went to find out what my father's, my sister's name was on the big book. And they asked me, you need to find out what her name is, not the mother. They're holding my mother hostage. So when I went there, rang the doorbell. They got the ring. They could see me. They never opened the door. They changed the locks. I got 5 sisters. I'm the first. So my father's an alpha male. I'm the first.
So let me ask you this, right? Let me ask you, because of time. What happened when you went to your mother?
I never got in. I called the Williams to check. The cops came. They didn't do shit. Jesse, what else I need to do? I don't know what to do now.
Oh, so you went to forgive her, but they wouldn't
talk.
But your mother wouldn't talk to you?
Nope. My sister's holding her hostage.
Oh, okay. Well, if you can't get to her, just realize that she couldn't help herself. And forgive her, and God live your life. Forget about it.
Okay, thank you. Yep, because they put the restraining order on me and everything. I can't come to the house.
Oh, okay, yeah. Don't force it.
Thank you. No, I'm not forcing it. I let it alone.
Right.
That's why I've been calling you for the last 3 days, and you answered my call because I was about to leave. And, Jesse, I want to tell you before you go, I'm getting my own truck. I'm going independent.
That's right. Right on, man.
I'm telling you, Jesse, it's going to work. It is.
Because of you.
Thank you, man. Okay?
You're welcome.
That's all I want to say.
I wish you well with your truck, buddy.
All right, man. I don't need that. I got God, man. Come on, buddy.
Right
I don't
on.
Need that.
Nice.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye. You're all right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super super.
No more thoughts, but a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk saying, biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
This time I have no idea what you're talking about.
Amazing. Thank you for responding. I appreciate it.
Is no more thoughts, Derek? The caller?
Yeah.
Eugene, 5 coffees. When you are working on yourself, is it normal for you to isolate yourself from everyone? Thanks for getting the truth out. Love your show. And you have a great team. Amazing.
And not only is it, I wouldn't call it normal or abnormal, but it's going to happen. You're going to find that the more you work on yourself, the more you're going to love just being alone. Because you're going to want more and more and more and more wisdom or understanding or whatever. And you're going to look for those moments where you can just be by yourself. Really. So, but don't force that to happen. It will happen naturally. All right? I wish you well. Thank you. Amazing.
Eugene. Thank you, Eugene. Isaiah over on Cash App. Tuffy Isaiah says, thanks for pointing me back to the Father.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're welcome.
Scotty Ben 1000 or Bean 1000. Jesse. I have 2 kids by 2 different women. I have sole custody of my daughter and get my son on the weekends. I live on my own and have a successful business. I'm waiting for my daughter to move out of the house before I date again.
Nice.
But beautiful, quote-unquote, women keep pursuing me. I made a joke to one of the women and said, We need more white babies. And she agreed. What do I do? Question mark, exclamation mark.
Resist temptation. Resist the thoughts. And just watch, you know, work on yourself and be available for your kids. Meaning that don't bring anyone between you and your children. All right? Because it's going to destroy them if you do. It's hard enough being without both parents together, but if you bring another person between you and your children, it's going to hurt. But if you make that sacrifice, you have no regret. Amazing. Thank you. I wish you well.
Charlesse bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, remember back in the day when they only hired good-looking flight attendants?
Oh, yeah.
Also known as stewardesses.
They used to be fine and pretty and thin and nice personality professionals. That's gone now.
I was on a flight from Chicago to Atlanta, and all of them were fat, ugly black women that treated the customers like crap. Our country is gone. Frowny face emoji.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I guess it's unfortunate. I used that word. I don't know if I'm using it because I've heard it, but my country is gone. It's no longer tears of thee. It's gone. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlesse.
Yep.
Reseder coffee. Isn't it cool how Israelis blew off of the appendages of random brown people in a country that didn't do October 7th? Amazing.
I think that is amazing. I don't know who put the bombs in the in those, what do you call those things?
Walkie-talkies.
Yeah. But it was very clever. Because do you realize, according to the report, in order for whomever did it, Israel, whomever did it, they built the whole manufacturing company. And that means they had workers. They had people to go out and sell these things, you know, to other companies and countries and all that. It wasn't like just something they went out in the backyard and made and sent them over there. These people bought the things. And in there were bombs. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
I detect a little sarcasm there, Reseder. Thank you for your coffee.
Thank you, Reseder.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey there, Jesse. I have a Christian mindset. Answering your question today.
Okay. And I asked him, do you have, in the Bible Thumping Thursday today, I asked us in the first hour, I asked, do you have a Christian mindset? And I do want to know, do you have a Christian mindset? Call me, 888-77-JESSE. But anyway, that person say?
I had a Christian mindset, and it drove me and everyone around me crazy. I was judging everything and everyone. If I had a problem, I would open the Bible to any page and expect an answer. And then the devil surely gave me an answer in the scriptures every time. So insane. Thank you. Thank God I found you.
And who is that?
Lori.
Lori, thank you. Amazing. What the?
And over on Cash App, Isaiah, another one from Tuffy, 34. Alpha male tips, beta males don't. Laughing face with a heart.
That's right. Thank you. I'm going to start tipping a little bit more.
Nice. King Alpha Nerd with a coffee. Jesse and fans, I want everyone to just Google somebody, and you will see this black mother talk about how Kamala, the prosecutor, destroyed her family with a truant bill. Kamala Harris locked up parents for truant kids, and this gal lost her job and home because of Harris, according to King Alpha Nerd. Harris does not care about black people or the middle-class family. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't aware of that, but thanks. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the tip, King Alpha Nerd.
Yeah.
Queen Cutie Pie, three coffees. Thank you for being the teacher we need. My husband and I are working on ourselves and making our marriage stronger every day. He is my King Kefgeta, and he is good.
That's right. Right on. Stay with it, right? I'm telling you, and I realize most people, not only a handful would do it. Work on yourself. And then on a few, on the one hand, going to stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You will not regret it. You're going to be like stunned at what you're going to find out if you stay with it. The kingdom of heaven is within. Live from there. Amazing. Thank you.
on Buy Me a Coffee, Matt J. Jesse, happy Bible Thumper Thursday.
Thank you.
The Lord Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Jesus referring to having faith through his death and resurrection to save us from eternal punishment as the truth. So let's give that gentleman who lost his temper earlier in the show a break on that part of his call.
Oh, the guy that hate the Jews?
Yeah.
And the guy that got angry and called me stupid and hung up on me? Oh, that guy? Okay.
I love you guys. Keep fighting the good fight for this great nation of ours. And may we be praying for the Lord to keep President Trump safe and to use him to help bring our country back to us. Matt.
Amazing. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Keep them pithy, Matt. Anyway, Liam, five coffees. If I was one, I guess this is an answer to the biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
If I was one with myself, I wouldn't be one. I would be two. God bless, Jesse. Love your work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I think it's if I were, not if I was. Just a little heads up there. Pastor Chatelet says, it's cunning America first. Warfare changing rapidly. Drones are the big tank on the battlefield next to nukes, of course.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tony bought a coffee, hey, Jesse, on Bible Thumping Thursday. Had an idea for the Jesus Freaks Hour. Do you remember that term from the 60s and 70s with the hippie movement? What the? Hope everyone's having a great morning.
Right on. I wish the same for you, and I have heard that before. Can you stop there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Remember when you stop. We'll come back to it. I want to get you some calls before the break here. Let me go quickly to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Brandy.
Do you remember me? I was the one that was in the...
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Oh, right. I remember you said that. Well, I talked to you about quitting my job and going to the school a long time ago. And I never got the chance to tell you. Every time I talk to you about this, you're like, why didn't you listen to your husband and quit?
What?
And, the reason I... Because my husband always felt... my husband would prefer me to work at the school, but I haven't quit yet. I get nervous, so my thoughts, I start rambling.
Relax. Do you obey your husband?
Yes.
You obey your husband?
Yeah.
You obey your husband?
I sure do.
And why have you quit?
Because I'm having surgery in a month, and my benefits at Costco are better. Then I can't just leave the benefits until after the surgery.
And
but I got a surgery date now.
And so you have not, you're not obeying your husband because you got going to surgery?
Yeah, I have a huge surgery.
Were you obeying your husband before you had to go to surgery?
No. Well, I mean,
hold on, Brandon. So, can you hold for me?
Yeah, for sure.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. 888-775-3773. I'm going to take a break. Hate coming in with the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. best concert service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The Teamsters Union is betraying, I call it betraying, their own workers. Which I told you about last hour. The workers want Trump for president, but the Teamsters Union leadership won't endorse Trump for president. Lame. The last time the Teamsters sat out a presidential election was 1996. That was when, that was the one-term president, George Bush the daddy, George H.W. Bush, losing to evil liar Bill Clinton, the chameleon. And a little update on the Baltimore Bridge collapse, severe weather. The Smoky Mountains highest peak is getting renamed 150 years later from a beautiful, heroic Confederate hero's name to some lame Cherokee name. Shout out to the Cherokees, but we love our Confederates. What a mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, September 19th, A.D., 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then last day of Joel Friday TV, because Joel Friday is more like Joel Monday through Thursday, right? Joel Friday TV, his last day of the week for his show. He is here on Fridays as well, but he's not live on Fridays at this point. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby after at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then the ladies, Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Not recorded, not streamed. No pictures, no gossip. Join us or join Jesse and your fellow ladies. We use the term loosely sometimes, right? RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Baltimore Bridge collapse, the so-called Justice Department, more like the Injustice Department, seeking more than $100 million from two corporations that owned and operated the container ship that destroyed Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge back in March. Seems like a lifetime ago. Not quite. According to the DOJ lawsuit, the ridiculous DOJ, I shake my head, the company's cost-cutting and negligence in the ship's maintenance led to the entirely avoidable, quote-unquote, disaster. Federal prosecutors say the financial penalty would cover the cost of the government response to that fatal bridge collapse. It killed a bunch of Hispanics who were working on mending potholes on the bridge, and then they get killed because the whole bridge gets knocked down. What a waste. Shameful. Rest in peace. Anyway, deadly, fatal bridge collapse. And for the months-long effort to clear the wreckage of about 50,000 tons of steel, concrete, and asphalt, the city of Baltimore has filed their own claim against the two companies and the families of the three of the victims, not more than three, I think it was six or something, who have said that they intend to sue as well. Everybody wants to get on the lawsuit action. Those greedy, evil lawyers, ambulance chasers, grave chasers, licking their chops. Severe weather, two tropical storm systems set to make landfall in Asia today. Pray for those Asians. Impacting regions recently hit hard by typhoons Bebinca and Yagi. Typhoon Bebinca, Typhoon Yagi. Tropical storm Pulasan has weakened significantly from when it peaked at a 75-mile-an-hour typhoon earlier this week. Winds have decreased to around 50 miles an hour. Still pretty heavy, pretty hard, fast winds. But the storm will still dump heavy rainfall when it makes landfall near Shanghai today. Shanghai. Forecasts show central and southern areas of South Korea could receive isolated rainfall amounts of up to 10 inches. God's judgment? No, I don't know. Further south, or farther south, Tropical Depression 16 is developed just offshore of Vietnam. Expected to remain a weak system, makes landfall in central Vietnam in the coming hours. Areas of central Vietnam, Laos, and eastern Thailand bracing to potentially receive up to 20 inches of rain in isolated locations. Have to tell you about the Indian name for the Confederate peak on the Hake Report. I'm James Hake.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And if you just can't sit and watch the show live, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of the show today. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't... They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why?
Yes, Lord.
Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What a mess. Did you hear that Gavin Newsom signed or will sign, has signed a bill? Gavin Newsom signed AI bill aimed at fighting election deep fakes. Deep fakes. According to Yahoo Finance, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law three bills that target the misuse of video, audio, and images created by artificial intelligence in a sweeping effort to crack down on election deep fakes. Newsom had vowed to pass the legislation after billionaire tech CEO Elon Musk recirculated a deep fake video on his platform on X there. Watch this soundbite from X.
There are a lot of deep fakes out there. There's not a lot of disclosure. There's not a lot of labeling. So among the many AI bills that are on the desk, are three specific election-related bills.
And then if you want to sign some laws?
And I don't know. I just thought, you know, why waste your time with a politician unless they're going to do something for you?
There's two are signed, and
And three are signed.
And this is now official. That is now injunctive relief if you do any of those deep fake election misrepresentations. So that's how easy it is to govern in California.
What an ego, huh? He didn't like the deep fake pictures, so he just signed a bill. And this is the kind of man you want to say yes to, that he can arrest a man who had nothing to do with his son committing a crime, and you say yes to that kind of person. Do you understand what you're doing? These people are evil people. This man is no good. And you'll say yes. He disagreed with the photos, so-called fake videos, and he signed a bill. And you applaud. Here are photos that could potentially land you in jail.
Can't even make jokes anymore. It's like new sum, but it says new scum. They call it that sometimes. Photoshopping them. Just photoshopping.
These are pictures, if you're not watching live, or you're watching on the radio, but you're not seeing it, they're showing pictures of noose and, I guess, Photoshop kind of stuff.
Yeah, this one is with some text that says, I did that, and it shows a bunch of homeless people in Gavin Newsom's California.
Amazing.
That's him just laughing at it. Enemy of the state here is photoshopped as like a criminal. So this would be, I guess, some deep fakes, possibly.
Yeah. Amazing.
Salesperson of the year. Oh, because everybody's moving out.
Yeah. Everybody moving away from California.
Oh, I get that one. And his last one. Am I disabled? He's reading a book. He's trying to figure out if he's disabled in this deepfake.
Amazing. You don't want to get a government permission into your life at all, folks. You don't know what you're dealing with. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, thanks for holding. And Brandy, do you have a Christian mindset?
I thought I did, but listening to you, I don't think I do.
And what is a Christian mindset?
I don't know. That's probably why I don't think I do.
But I never said what it was, why you don't think you have it.
Because I don't think anybody really has a Christian mindset, even Christians, I guess.
What is a Christian mindset?
Well, I mean, I would assume, I think.
Assume!
listening to Jesus's words, right, make you have a Christian mindset, but watching all this hate, like, just even on my timeline, I'm thinking, like, stuff that you say, how you need to love your brother to get into heaven, or, you know, Jesus says that, of course, but you say it also all the time.
I didn't say you need to love your brother to get into heaven.
Well, I mean, that's what, I think that's what Jesus says.
Jesus, like, never said that either.
You can't enter the kingdom of heaven, right? If you hate your brother, so maybe I worded it wrong.
No. He tells us to love one another, but he didn't say you couldn't get into heaven if you don't. And so, are you a Christian?
Yes, I would consider myself a Christian.
And why don't you have a Christian mindset if you're a Christian?
Because I'm flawed and I'm still getting to know God. So I think that a lot of times I think that I do have a Christian mindset, but then I let people get to me, and then evil comes out of me, and then I'm sitting here like, maybe I'm not as Christian as I thought I was.
What a mess.
Kind of thing. I know, I'm a total mess.
And so you want to tell me that you're about to have surgery?
Well, I was now that I've calmed down, it was kind of good to have that break. I think I get stage fright when I call you.
Why?
I don't know. I'm still working on that. I was really shy as a kid. I think maybe it has something to do with it. And just when the spotlight's on me, I lose track of what I really wanted to say.
Amazing.
And then I sound like an idiot.
And
so I'm having a huge, huge surgery. I've been planning it for 6 years. I almost died having my son 6 years ago. And I've had a lot of doctors turn me away. They're like afraid to even touch me. So they were sending me to UC San Diego. And it's been a huge, I have been waiting for a long time for the surgery. And they finally gave the okay because it's going to be, my whole lower stomach's pretty much gone. And I have a huge hernia. I got necrotizing fasciitis, which is like a flesh-eating disease that ate my whole lower stomach when I was pregnant.
So you ain't got no stomach now?
I have no muscles and fascia. I ate it all away.
You have no muscle and no face?
No fascia, fascia.
I see.
Word it.
Okay.
And
when is the surgery?
Yeah, so it is October 18th, like 2 weeks before election.
Are you nervous?
Heck yeah, I'm going to be in San Diego during a... I don't know which one I'm more nervous about, the surgery or being in craziness, like right being hurt when everyone's going crazy. Like it's going to be the worst time. Everyone's going to get crazier and crazier.
And so are you nervous about having the surgery?
I'm trying not to let my thoughts go crazy.
Are you?
But I know that, yes, I know that I'm going to get worse. Like the anxiety is going to get worse.
But how do you know that before it happens?
I'm assuming, I guess, again.
Assuming.
Yeah, I think I'm going to handle it better than what my thoughts are telling me.
I know, but why are you into that before it happens? You're not supposed to take thought for tomorrow at all. Why are you tripping before it even happened? And suppose it never happens. But if you're already tripping, you're going to make it happen.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you, because I wanted your input to... Because, I mean, I always have you in my head anyways, but I kind of wanted to talk to you about this for a long time.
What did your husband say?
That I'm probably putting too much thought into it, and that the wait for it is worse than just going through it.
So why don't you listen to your husband?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying, but, you know, the thoughts get to me, like, you know,
but
you die during the surgery.
I would tell you the same thing he's telling you, to wait and don't be all into your head. And if you're not going to listen to him with the truth, why would you listen to me? If he's telling you the same...
I'm trying to listen to both of you, but I just want input.
I'm sorry?
I listen to both of you, really. I do listen to him.
Well, they're relaxing.
I'm really trying not to think of it.
Yeah,
I just
relax.
Wanted your input. Because it is a month away and it's getting closer, so I called you like a month ago, I want to say, and I was going to try to talk to you about this, but we ran out of time. And I just know that I'm going to get anxiety from just probably waiting. And
how do you know that?
Because I already have anxiety.
So you're already making it happen.
I'm an anxiety freak. Yeah. I've always had anxiety. I have anxiety issue.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am. And it's helped me, like, Jesse, you have helped me so much over the last 4 years that I've listened to you. A lot.
So why don't you do the silent prayer every day, every night, every morning?
I do it. And that's how I knew the surgery was coming. Like, back in January, I knew it was coming soon. And I even knew it was going to be in October. And I do know that I'm going to be healed and I'm not going to die.
You knew it before they gave you the dates of the surgery?
I knew it was coming. Yeah, just because of the silent prayer. The silent prayer, I just knew it. Yeah, it was coming.
Well, I'm going to have to run, but I wish you well with the surgery. Stay out of your head about what's going to happen and all that mess. And just take it one moment at a time and let things happen.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes. I wish you well with that, all right?
I will. If I don't talk to you now, I'll talk to you when I wake up from surgery.
Okay.
Let you know how it went.
Let me know. Absolutely. Right. I wish you well, brother.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
All right.
Bye now. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to California and talk to Ashley. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Ashley?
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Ashley.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Hey, so I wanted to answer the biblical question and then also kind of touch on what we've all been talking about together, where do you have a Christian mindset?
Are you one with yourself?
Yes, when I am not following all the thoughts and just relaxing, I notice that I'm resting somewhere. Like, I can't say exactly where, but it's not full of all this stuff.
So you say, yes, you are one with yourself?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you responding to that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Are you a Christian?
I realized I was a Christian, like, 2 days ago when I was listening to you say something about Jesus is your brother, and he's there for you, and you can ask him for help. And I sort of, like, I just, like, the realization that I was like, oh, yeah, like, and my heart just, like, popped open, and I was like, and just realized that I was like, oh, yeah, you're there, and asked for help for the first time in years. And, yeah, so today when you're saying, are you a Christian, that I was like, wow, I think I just realized that I'm a Christian.
So you are a Christian, and do you have a Christian mindset?
Oh, wait, maybe, yeah. Maybe I didn't hear the question completely. I would say no. I don't think I have the mindset of a Christian.
And what is the mindset of a Christian?
I think of all the people at churches. That just, say that, like, I feel like their Christian mindset is, they have to do certain things, certain ways, otherwise they're not saved, and they're really focused on the deeds and the acts and what they do, and, instead of the heart.
And so the mindset of a Christian is what?
Every time you ask, I realize more. I was saying the Christian mindset was like, I was thinking about Christians today at churches and like what they present as a Christian mindset. But the last time you just asked me, I just realized that a Christian mindset is simply just someone who has the mind of Christ.
And so you don't have the mind of Christ?
Yeah, I do.
And so do you have a Christian mindset?
Yes.
And what is the mind of Christ?
Connected to the Father.
What?
Connected to the Father.
What does that mean?
That means, a deep knowing in my core that he has, like, that God is there and that he is working with me and that he actually is there and he's helping me inside my, like, deepest parts of myself that used to be just nothing. And now that there's something.
Amazing. Well,
yeah.
I appreciate that, Ashley. So you are a Christian, and you do have a Christian mindset, and your mindset is that of like Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing, huh?
Yeah. pretty amazing.
Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate your call. And thank you for responding to the biblical question.
You're welcome. Good morning, Jesse. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Nice. 888-7753-773. Let me go to... Oh, somebody just hung up from overseas. Let me go to Travis out of Alaska. There's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. Travis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Jesse.
Hey, Travis.
All is well on my end.
Nice. It's
a learning process. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to start by saying thank you guys for doing this great work. And then to get into it, I'm sitting down and I'm trying to do the silent prayer, and I have the most difficult. So I'm able to bring myself back into the present, right? When you say, when I find myself thinking thoughts, I can pull myself back into the present. However, when I sit down to do that silent prayer, I'll sit down for 15, 30, 40 minutes, and it is a constant battle, and I cannot get to the point where I can see the not me having the thoughts. I'm trying to figure out how can I bring myself, I don't want to say more awareness, because if I'm in the present, then I'm in the present, but this is a difficult task. It's like yesterday, last night and this morning, I was unable to complete it. I don't know why. It was just a struggle.
And when you say you struggle, what are you struggling with? How you describe the struggle?
I can't see myself. Well, I can't see the not me having the thought. Like you say, to watch the thoughts like a movie,
uh-huh.
Or you said to watch the not you. I can't remember how exactly you said it. Watch the not you, like he's robbing your house, but he doesn't know that you're watching him going into
right,
the front
and like
door.
You're out on the sidewalk and somebody breaking into your house through the window.
Right.
You see
right.
them, but they don't see you.
Right. So I can't see this guy, man.
You can't see your thoughts?
No. So it's the thoughts that I'm looking at, not the not me?
But the not you are the thoughts.
Okay. All right, I'm just getting myself confused.
Yeah,
which
did
is
you,
not me doing his job.
What did you think the not you was?
I don't know, an image of myself?
The image of what self if there's a not you? You can't have an image if there's no you.
If there's no you, wow, yeah, it's a phantom. Good call. Too easy. All right, I'll give this another shot, Jesse.
All right, so just relax and don't struggle. Just watch the thoughts as though you're watching a movie. You sit back watching a movie. You're not in the TV. You're just watching the TV. And it goes from one commercial to another one, one scene of the movie to another one. All you're doing is watching, right?
Right.
And you're not making the scenes, the commercial change from one to another one. You're just watching them change, right?
That's correct. That's,
same thing with the thoughts.
So, and then my question, I guess the biblical question, am I one with myself?
Are you one with yourself?
Not yet, so no.
Well, I appreciate you responding to that. I'll put my little two cents on a Sunday. Are you a Christian?
I believe that Jesus died for our sins, yes. I don't go to church. I learned a long time ago not to go to church, but I do believe in Jesus.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
And do you have a Christian mindset?
Not yet. I'm trying to get one.
And what is a Christian mindset?
As far as I understand, well, it's not even my understanding, right? So I don't know, Jesse. What is a Christian mindset?
And why are you trying to get one?
That is because I want to be Christ-like.
And you think that a Christian mindset would make you Christ-like?
I think living a life as close to Jesus Christ.
And what is Christ-like?
Love.
and you have no love?
I have love.
And so you have a Christ mindset?
Yes.
Why do you think Christ mindset is love?
What would be the point of Christ sacrificing himself and living a perfect life for us and so that we could be forgiven if it's not love?
But why do you think a Christ mindset is love?
I guess I am confused by the question.
You said that you want a Christ mindset, and I asked
us
what is a Christian Christ mindset, and you said love. And so I'm asking you, why do you think a Christ mindset is love?
And I explained, you know, he sacrificed himself. He lived a perfect life and then sacrificed himself so that we could have the opportunity to have everlasting life. That's a pretty loving act to me.
And why you call that a loving act?
Because he sacrificed his life, he sacrificed his life for our benefit. So we, as humans, are unworthy.
Unworthy of what?
The kingdom of heaven.
But if you're unworthy of the kingdom of heaven, why did he make it possible for you to return to the kingdom of heaven?
That's what I'm saying. And that's what his sacrifice has given us. He's given us the opportunity by that sacrifice, which is the most loving thing that someone could do. And only Jesus could do it. And that's why I call that love. Maybe I shouldn't call that love, because if only Jesus can do it, then we can't do that.
And so you believe that that's a Christian mindset?
Yeah, Jesse, I'm not sure what I'm trying to, or what I'm supposed to say. I just know
I'm not sure either. I'm just asking. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, so I'm just asking.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I'm a human. I make mistakes. I try to live a good life, as best a life as I can, in line with what would get me into the kingdom of heaven. But I got a long way to go, so I'm the wrong person to be asking these questions.
All right. Well, you stay with it.
Okay.
And don't struggle with the prayer. Just watch.
Okay.
All right, bud. Let me know how it goes.
All right, will do. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how we doing today?
All is well, sir. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. I wanted to call. You had a caller earlier that talked about, he said he didn't know any Bible verses except John 3:16.
Right.
And then you just had a caller kind of speaking on the same thing about Jesus dying on the cross. He said he didn't understand it. And if he reads Genesis, he'll see God instructing Abraham to sacrifice his son, and Abraham loved God enough and was obedient enough that he was getting ready to go through with it. God stopped him right at the end and said, you don't have to sacrifice your son. And then in the New Testament, we see God actually go through with it and sacrificing his son. So it is an act of love from God. It was God's instruction, and I would say Jesus obeyed it.
Are you a Christian?
It's hard to identify with in 2024. It's hard to identify with Christians, but I identify as a Christian. Yes.
So you are a Christian?
Yes.
And do you have a Christian mindset?
I still got to smoke on that question. You got to give me some time to let me think about it.
All right.
And it might also help hearing your two cents whenever you decide to put it in.
I will.
It might help me decide.
Amazing. But for right now, you don't know if you have a Christian mindset or not. Hold on, Ronnie.
So oh,
asked the question, are you the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. My bad.
30 years of counseling. The one thing that's missing. The one thing that's missing. And I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about. We don't have examples of it, right? Is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. We're going to move calls and we're going to do the super chats. I want to just remind you while Joel and James are coming in. Joel, come from here for a minute. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. Ronnie, I accidentally hung up on you out of Ohio. I want you to hold on, but my bad. We'll talk more later. What? The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report. James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. You don't want to miss it. Monday through Thursday. So check it out. And you can podcast as well. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And 7 o'clock meeting tonight, ladies, for ladies only. Tonight at 7 p.m., every Thursday night of the month. We're going to have a time. We're going to have a time. We're going to have a time. We're going to have a time at 7 p.m., ladies. Come on down. Quickly, Joel is one of the experts here on the show. Are you a Christian?
Yes.
And do you have a Christian mindset?
No.
And what is a Christian mindset?
I think I did for a very long time, and I think I'm breaking away from it. But I would say no is because it's a religious mindset. Meaning, like, you do things because the Bible or you think God said to do it, not because you genuinely want to.
So a Christian mindset is a religious mindset, you say?
Yeah, like a pretense.
Oh.
That's what it seems like to me. And I definitely don't got that because I know I don't got that.
I definitely don't got that.
I definitely don't got that.
Okay, you definitely don't got it.
And you'll tune into my show. If they tune into my show today, they'll see why I don't got a Christian mindset.
Oh, Lord. What are we going to be talking about?
Christian mindset.
Hake, another expert here on the show. Are you a Christian?
Yes, indeed.
And do you have a Christian mindset?
Yes, I have.
And what's a Christian mindset?
A Christian mindset is, well, somebody who thinks like a Christian.
And what's that?
You know, knows the biblical values and principles and morality, and oftentimes we're raised Christian, and we're nice like Christians, but also sometimes judgmental.
Is that good? Is that a good thing?
It can. No, not necessarily. It can be.
That what?
It can be a good thing, but no, it's not necessarily a good thing.
So, Joe, you believe there's a difference between a Christian mindset and a religious mindset?
It sounds like the same thing
The same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you say you have a Christian mindset?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Biblical values in my mind. You're laughing. You laughing with me or at me? Since I'm not laughing, I guess it's at me.
I can't say.
So you have a what?
I have a Christian mindset.
And what is it?
Biblical values on my mind.
And what are biblical values?
Thou shalt not kill.
And yet you kill all the time.
But my mind is, I have the right mind, though.
For the killing?
That's why we human beings are conflicted. It's the flesh. No, I don't believe that part. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to get it to my heart. I don't have a Christian heart, but I have a Christian mindset.
Nice.
There we have. There we go.
Anchor Baby, you another expert here on the show. You a Christian?
Yes, sir.
And do you have a Christian mindset?
No. You know, I don't have one.
Do you have a religious mindset?
Well, here's how I thought about it. When I was thinking about Christian mindset, I was thinking like a good mind, like a godly mind or something. I'm like, I don't have that. And then I heard everybody talk, and they have this like religious mindset. And I didn't really grow up like that, so I didn't really go around saying the Christian stuff or anything.
Nice.
Okay, so this is Bobby Thump and Thurston. Oh, that's what I asked. That's what I put it out there earlier. Bobby, check out the Anchor Baby today at 4 p.m. and Joel Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, both at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the Hake Report at 9 a.m., right after my show, thehakereport.com. Super chat.
Nice. Hey.
Super chat.
Unexpected. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nikki, 5 coffees. You look amazing in that shirt, Jesse. Star eyes emoji.
Thank you, Nikki. Amazing.
Chilling lean. You're butter.
Jealous now.
Indeed.
I was telling people in the chat, I was like, Hake and JLP got their strong alpha male shirts on. And I got my little Dan shirt on. What the?
You got to have a Christian mindset today.
The gifted of dance.
You're going to be dancing all over God's glory.
Godly gifted.
Whatever.
Jill and Lee bought a coffee. Jesse, when you're watching the thoughts like a movie, does it matter if the scenes don't make sense at times? Are you supposed to get insight from the thoughts?
No insight. Just watch. Don't expect insight or no insight. Expect nothing. Just watch and you'll see. Thank you. Amazing.
Louise on Cash App. It's Louise, not Louis. Hake, laughing face with tears coming out. I don't know how to read French. Is it French? It's probably not even French.
Nice. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Coffee Talk with Sandra, Aries One, Games for Rec, Cha Money, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you for your lemons, ice cream, and subscriptions on the DLive, Jesse Lee Peterson. And shout out to the luckiest followers, Greenwall, Kid Combo 1.0, Games for Rec, GG Cash, Groovy Monkey, and the rest. And shout out to Urinal Chills, a monthly supporter on the Rumble crew. Dancing for Jesus, little business shirt. A little bidness. Bidness shirt. Salty MAGA Matt with a Rumble rant. Religion stinks. But he didn't say stinks. He said sucks. He said sucks. Don't say that word, kids.
Amazing.
I'm a non-denominational follower of the Son of God. I'm imperfect, but I try. I am one with myself, and I am to please the Father. All caps. The whole thing.
So they're responding to the biblical question?
That might be a response to the, do you have a Christian mindset?
Oh, okay.
But that's what Salty MAGA Matt says with his
thank
Rumble
you.
Rant.
Thanks, oh, amazing. Man. Yeah, thanks.
And thank you to Pastor Chatelet and Xenia and Urinal Chills for the monthly support
thank
over
you
on the Rumble crew.
I appreciate it. You got to know how to rumble.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Nice. Let me go to Europe and talk to Josh. Josh, thanks for calling you on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
So my question is about people kind of turning against you or distancing themselves from you as you become more peaceful and you overcome the fallen state. People seem to kind of like avoid you because this happened to me at work. And my question is like, why is this happening? Because I'm respectful towards everybody and I'm not even trying to convince them or argue with them or, I mean, nothing. So it's just happening and I want to understand why.
Well, I wouldn't think about it if I were you. You're just with them well and you continue to live your life. Don't put any thought into it.
So even if they're not cooperating, I mean, I'm just ignoring that. And
I mean, as long as they're cooperating at work, you know, you got to do your work together. As long as you're not having any problems like that, I wouldn't put any thought into it at all. It's not important what others do or think. It's important what you do or think.
Okay. I understand.
All right. So don't put any thought into it. Just, you know, again, you have to cooperate at work. You got to function on earth, so you have to work together at work. But as far as them turning away from you or whatever they're up to, I wouldn't even give that any thought at all.
Wow. Okay, and I have one more question about nothing talk. And why is it increasingly difficult to talk to people as you awaken?
Because you just don't have anything in common anymore. Their talk is shallow, and you just don't feel like doing shallow talk. It's empty talk, and you just don't feel like doing that. But don't judge them, or don't think you're smarter or better. It's just that you're not interested in nothing, empty thought anymore.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Just moving on and nothing, no
right.
thoughts, nothing about it.
Absolutely. Thank you,
all
brother.
Right, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. Let me go to David, a first-time call out of Australia. Heard around the world by everybody. They mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, David.
I'd like to answer the biblical question.
Are you one with yourself?
I am.
And what does it mean to be one with yourself? How do you know you're one with you?
Well, one caller just asked, answer the question. And I thought she was pretty right, where I could see the thoughts pass by, and I just watched them.
So you know you're one with yourself because you can see the thoughts.
Right. And I just know not to act upon them.
Okay. Amazing. I want to respond to it, David, but I got to wait until Sunday. Isn't that amazing?
That is. I love to watch your Bond stuff, so, and I watched the whole thing.
Thank you. Did you go and forgive your mother, David?
No, but I forgave my father.
And why haven't you forgiven your mother?
I still live with her, so it's just, I feel like if I forgive her, it's just going to be a constant thing, so.
How old are you?
I'd rather move out and then come back and forgive her.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25?
Right.
Why are you still living with mama? Babe!
I got into this accident and I just wanted to stop working because it just, you know, the pain was a little too much and they kind of judged me for it. They're like, you don't want to work. And I'm like, I have pain. And they just go, that's not a reason to work, to just lay there. Like, I know it's not, but when I go out and work, it doesn't really happen like how I think it will. I'm like, I'm just not going to feel the pain. But then I feel the pain and I end up quitting.
And so you, are you under doctor care?
No, I don't really go to the hospital.
And so you're not able to work at all?
Well, this is what's been happening the past 3 years, but lately the pain, it's gotten better. Like I broke my arm and it was just unusable for like a long time. And then now it's starting to come back. I had like muscle atrophy.
Oh, okay.
But it's coming back. And I never thought it would come back and it made me sad, but here it is coming back.
Nice.
And getting my confidence back.
Oh, good. And so you think that if you went and forgave your mother while you're living with her, it'll create a situation?
No, I just think it'd be kind of like a child going up to someone and going, hey, I think you did this wrong and this and that.
But how would that be like a child forgiving your mother?
Well, that's just how I see it. And I don't really talk about it to anyone, but now that I'm talking about it with you, I should go. Like, right when she's not busy, I'll just tell her, like, hey, can we sit down for a little bit and I'll tell you this?
How will you be free if you don't forgive her?
How will I be free if I don't forgive her?
How will you become free if you don't forgive your mother? How will you be forgiven by God if you don't forgive your mother, if you don't forgive? Period.
I guess I'll just have to become numb to the pain.
So what now?
If I don't forgive her, I'll always be in misery. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Well, I want to forgive her. I just thought it'd be really weird if I just went up to her and went, hey, can I sit you down and say that? Because what happened with my dad was that he was mad at me. And then we just got into a conversation, and I said, hey, I'm not mad at you, so I don't know why you're mad at me. I understand why he's mad at me, but that's just how I talk. I just wasn't really thinking.
How old are you?
So.
Oh, you're 25. 25, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you told me. Amazing. Well, I got to run, but call me again. Do what you want, of course, but I recommend you forgive her. You don't have to argue with her about it. You don't have to keep talking about it once you do it. You do it if you do it. But for your own freedom and to grow and overcome evil, you must forgive.
Right. I totally believe that.
Yeah. All right. Stay with the prayer and I wish you well. Call me again, all right?
All right, thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. All right. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat.
The key. The key. Bought a coffee. You know, like a key.
The key.
Biblical question answer.
Are you one with yourself?
No. The self was abandoned when the father took hold, glad to be rid of that dirty old self. Hake, spit in your spittoon for me.
Two. Two. Bird again.
Pardon my knocking them. No. The mic everywhere. I'm acting like this is the Hake Report, all sloppy. Shameful.
Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Canada and talk to first-time caller, Matt. Matt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for answering my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little nervous, but I just wanted to ask, will it screw up my child by sending them to daycare?
I don't know. It all depends on the people who are working there and the way they treat her. But I would not, it wouldn't be, unless you just have to do it, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
You can't have your wife stay home and watch over your kids?
She's going to work right now, and I'm looking for work, so.
So you're not working right, you don't have a job?
No.
But your wife has a job?
Yeah.
Why don't you get a job and make her stay home?
I'm trying to get a job right now.
Oh, okay. And will you get a job, will you have her stay home then and watch over you? How many kids you have?
Just one.
Oh. And when you get a job, will you make your wife stay home and watch over your child?
I don't think so, because she's kind of got a temper, so I don't. And I don't think she really wants to spend the whole day with the kid. So
why did you marry a woman that's not going to be home to watch over your kids?
Because I didn't know. Because I didn't know. Like, I didn't know all this stuff that I'm learning from your show. So
you didn't know beforehand that I would like to be married and my wife going to stay home and watch my kids and I'm going to provide. You didn't know that?
I mean, I just didn't think that, like, I just didn't understand, like, the whole situation I was getting myself into.
So. I understand that. So she doesn't obey you?
I mean, sometimes, but I would say, yeah, sometimes no.
And is she older than you?
No, she's not. She's like probably like 4 years younger.
Really? And so real fast, because of time, what is it like being married to a woman that will not obey you? And now you're concerned about your child, putting your child in a daycare center and all that. What's it like being married to a woman that would not, you can't even make her stay home and watch over your child?
It's not ideal.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't feel quite right.
Well, if you gotta put your baby to take care, I guess you have to. But it's just not my first. I just don't. It's not good. The child needs the mother to be home, and then when you get home, they need the father there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that.
So I wish you well with it, but it's not my first choice.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, Matt. Comment. And what?
I'll call you again.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Okay. Super chat.
Salty MAGA Matt asks, are you a Christian? Bible Thumper Thursday with a rumble rant. Romans 10:9-11. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
And it continues.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Salty MAGA Matt, for the rumble rant. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you. Rick, out of Virginia. Hey, Rick.
What's up, Jeff? How you doing, my brother?
All is well. Are you a Christian, Rick?
You know what? Yes, I am. I'm going to say yes, I am. And the reason why. Go ahead, Jeff.
And do you have a Christian mindset?
Yes, I believe I do. I'm going to tell you why. I believe I have a mindset, Jeff, because I seek the kingdom of God and I love my fellow brother.
And so what is a Christian mindset?
A Christian mindset, I believe, from what I get from the scriptures, is, of course, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then after we do that, we follow the command of God.
And that's what you do?
Look at the world from a biblical perspective.
Amazing. And so you want to, because of time, you want to say that the airport is shut down?
Yeah, I heard the airport in Oakland, California was shut down, man, because of lack of business, but too much crime.
Amazing. You heard that today?
I saw that on the news yesterday, I thought.
Oh,
okay. Looking at it, was saying something about the Oakland airport.
Well, I have my producer checking out. So what, Jay? I have my producer checking out to see what's going on. Rick, I'm out of time. Thank you for calling me, man.
Oh, man.
I know, but okay, call me tomorrow and I'll get to your car as soon as you call in, if it's not too late.
Okay, cool.
Don't be so late,
hey,
though.
Hey, man, but your show is so popular, man, so I got to keep calling until I get through.
Oh, okay. I understand.
You know, that's a good thing, man, you know?
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Rick. I am so out of time. Bible Thumper Thursday. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. Keep your eyes on your thoughts. Stay present with that. You'll see what happened. Watch 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year. I got the same old loving, and all I want to do, keep my love with you. I got the same old love, 365 days in a year. I got the same old love. Keep your eyes on you. On you. Work. There's a kingdom within us, folks. Drop the anger, forgive your mother, forgive your father, do the silent prayer, and watch. That's all you have to do. And go on with your day, doing what you're doing. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday, all right? Hake, and thank you all for your support. Hake is coming up with Hate News, and then Joel Friday at 11 a.m., and then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., all Pacific times. Is it Onet? Onet out of Texas. A first time caller? Right, Dave? What? Did you ask? I am, and Brent out of California, and the rest of the call, I'm out of time. Bye, y'all. Thank y'all. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that, and I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist.